Amazing how some people can read the Bible and miss things. Everybody knows what I'm going to tell you tonight. There are probably hundreds of thousands of Christians know it, been taught it in Sunday school, read about it, never ever connected it to what I'm going to say tonight. The natural thing you would think in a garden, when somebody decides they don't like parading around naked, the natural thing is to cut a leaf off of a tree or in a garden and cover yourself with a leaf or a branch. I mean, how much art have you seen where people are clothed in a tree leaf? Anybody ever seen that? But when Adam and Eve sinned, the scripture says God slew an animal and covered them with the animal's skin. You all know that story, don't you? Right from the very first, when man sinned, God set out to teach what throughout the Old Testament he teaches over and over again. Sins are covered in an act by God that involves the shedding of blood by another. It wasn't just a random act. God didn't just improvise on the spur of the moment. He set out immediately to teach by that very act what throughout the scripture he will teach again and again, pointing to that day when Christ at Calvary covers the sins of all mankind. But we talk about the atonement. The word used in the Old Testament in the Hebrew is kapareth, which means covering. The covering atonement. Immediately after the expulsion from the garden, the fight between Cain and Abel over their offering, if you read the text carefully in early Genesis, it becomes clear they had a set place, a set time, and a set manner of reestablishing an acceptance with God. Abel, at that set place, at the set time, offered the sacrifice of the slain animal and the shedding of blood. Cain decided to use his own ideas on how to approach God. They were at the set time, at the set place, which is why Cain was well aware of God's acceptance of Abel's sacrifice and rejection of his. When God set down the pattern in the wilderness of the Ark of the Covenant as the type of Christ, inside that ark were placed the unbroken tablets of stone, God's standard of righteousness. But before, or between, the high priest who represented the people and that standard of God's holiness was the kapareth, the covering atonement, translated the mercy seat. And on that mercy seat was sprinkled the shed blood of the Lamb. From the very first fact of sin, God acted immediately in his teaching role that covering for sin would be provided by the shed blood of another that would cover our iniquities. Leviticus 17:11 says the life of the soul is in the blood. The reason there's so much blood shedding is there was a lot of sin. And for sin, God had said, comes death. Satan says it isn't true. Graveyards prove that. But God provided the vicarious substitute shedding of another's life to cover our sins. And like paper money has no intrinsic value but can be spent because the power that backs it up, in theory, has the real money, gold, to redeem that which is intrinsically of less value. These animals in the Old Testament would be taken to teach the truth that sin would be covered by the shed blood of another or the outpoured life of another, even though they were of less value, because in the bank of heaven, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, one whose life was worth enough to stand in for all of us, would one day on Calvary's hill shed his blood that we might be covered. And tonight, as we go to the table, again I emphasize there should be no guilt here. We're made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. We don't examine ourselves to see whether we're worthy. We know we're not worthy. The examination Paul asked was that we partake worthily, the manner of partaking that discerns the value of these elements and sees through them the one worth enough to stand in our place for the whole world, shed his blood that we might be covered. As we close this night, can you lift the cup with joy, thanking God for his grace? We are covered in Jesus' name. For those that have sickness, equally undeserving, God provided the bruised and broken body of Christ and the second element in this covenant that we might claim the promise, with his stripes you were healed. You don't have to deserve or to be worthy. Lift this bread and discern that his body was broken as well as his blood being shed, that we might be healed as well as covered in our iniquities. Lift it with joy as we partake in Jesus' name.